Why would God use a prophet who is a descendant of Ishmael, who had no covenant, to be the seal of all prophets, of every prophet that was born through Isaac?
Can I read the verse now?
Go ahead, bro.
You're about to witness the end of Islam. Watch this. Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. We're going to read it. We're going to see what God says out of his own mouth about Islam. It says, then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. Yep. And I will bless her, and I will give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. You agree, Ishmael's already there by Hagar, correct? He had a son by Hagar called Ishmael, but God promised that through Sarah, his wife, she shall bear him another son. And through this son, she'll be a mother of nations, correct? That's what it says. Am I reading the Bible? Kings and people shall be from her. Watch this. Mm-hmm. It gets good. This is that we haven't got there yet. Then Abraham fell on his face. Listen. And laughed. What is he laughing about? It says right here. And said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who was 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who was 90 years old, bear a child? So Abraham laughed when God said he's going to have a son, because he was 100 and his wife was 90. And then it says, and Abraham said to God, okay, so God made a promise to Abraham, but this is what Abraham said to God. Oh, that Ishmael may live before you.
Under your blessing, yeah.
Watch this. He said, oh, that Ishmael, his other son. God promised him another son, but he's still referring to the other son. And then God said, chat, what did God say? Two letters. What did God say? Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name what?
Isaac.
Watch this.
Wow, yeah, it gets better.
It gets better. Trust me. And it says, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I, God, will establish my covenant with him. So he said, no to Ishmael. I'm going to establish my covenant with Isaac. And who else? Who else is there? And his descendants after him. Watch this. It even gets better than that. Watch this. And as for Ishmael, Abraham, I've heard you. Now, why are you smiling?
This guy, man, honestly, bro. He thinks by reading this story from the Bible, he's going to debunk Islam.
Watch this.
Go ahead, bro.
He said, I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant. What's that everlasting covenant he's talking about? And with his descendants after him. And as for your Ishmael, I have heard you. You asked me, so here's what I'm going to do. Watch this. He tells you what he's going to do. And he says, behold, I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful. I will multiply him exceedingly, and he shall get 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. Sounds good, don't it? All of Islam is built on that verse. Watch this. What happened, though, is they never kept reading. All y'all heard was great nation. Listen, I'm not done. Y'all heard was that God said, I will bless him, I will make him fruitful, I will multiply him exceedingly, I will give him 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. Y'all stop right there. All y'all Muslims, stop right there. Except for the three-letter word that comes next. What's that three-letter word that comes next, chat? Read the chat. That three-letter word ends all of Islam. He said, I will make him a great nation, but.
Mm-hmm.
That means, hold up. Wait a minute.
Just say Wait it, bro.
A minute. No. I need you to let it sink in, my brother. I'm not reading through it. I'm reading to it. I need you to see what it says. He said, I will make him a great nation because you asked me, Abraham, but my covenant I will establish with Isaac. God made a promise about Ishmael, but he made a covenant with Isaac. The difference between a promise and a covenant is a promise is temporary. Let me say it like this. I can make you a promise, I'll give you $50 and actually give it to you because God did it. But a covenant is giving someone access to the account. God blessed him because Abraham asked him.
Sorry, bro.
God gave him $50.
Okay, but and he said, your point
my bank account the card and the code I'm giving to Isaac.
And your point is, after all this yapping, your point is?
Your prophet is a descendant of Ishmael.
And
our king is a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen to me. Why would God use a prophet who is a descendant of Ishmael, who had no covenant, to be the seal of all prophets, of every prophet that was born through Isaac?